Welcome to Profiles in Valor, stories of decorated men and women serving in today's military.
Our guest today is Major David Williams, Jr., recipient of the Bronze Star for actions serving in Operation Iraqi Freedom. Major Williams, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Glad to be on your show.
From what I understand, you deployed for your second tour in Iraq in February 2007 as the plans liaison officer for coalition forces and a planner for the 3rd Infantry Division. Can you tell us a little bit about the role of a planner in a combat zone like Iraq?
We're extremely busy planning operations, tactical operations and non-tactical operations regarding deployments and various different topics that we plan. We're basically the commander gives us his intent and his guidance, and what the planner tries to do is similar to like a project manager in the civilian world, but you take that intent and guidance and you try to come up with a feasible and executable plan to make that the commander's intent and guidance make it happen and turn into reality.
And you worked quite a bit with not just U.S. forces from the 3rd ID while in Iraq, but also from other countries who are part of the coalition. Can you tell us a little bit about working with the two as it pertains to your role as a planner?
Right. Yeah, that was a really neat experience working with the coalition. I didn't know it was going to happen when I went into Iraq, but I got tasked with Georgian Brigade. They were actually the third largest contributor to Iraq at that period of time, and sent up to the country of Georgia, Tbilisi, Georgia, to plan their exercises and prepare them for operations in Iraq and preparing them to work under 3ID. So what we did was took a lot of our standard operating procedures and report formats and got them translated into Georgian and to facilitate the exercise. But we also came up with an event list that ran the exercise based off the kind of situations that they would likely encounter in Iraq. And I came up with those, and it was a neat experience. And we also shared a lot of current intelligence with them to prepare them. And it was just neat, the personal relationships that we built with their brigade staff before we came into Iraq, and the sharing of information and just kind of familiarization with the coalition. I mean, overall, I worked with the El Salvadorians and Kazakhs and Lithuanians as well, and to kind of help plan their training either in their home country or what they received in Kuwait prior to them coming into Iraq. I also had the opportunity to, work with a lot of their senior officers, and I just learned a lot from them. It was a unique perspective, being a planner and working with these coalition forces and just getting their perspective on the enemy and their perspective on doing business. And they bring a lot of capabilities to the fight, and it was just great to work with them. It was a really neat experience, and I just really enjoyed it.
And how is it different between working with them and American forces? What did you pick up on in your dealings with them?
Obviously we had some language barriers, which caused some problems, which we tried to hire some interpreters to facilitate communications between us, but it was very difficult sometimes to find somebody who could speak Georgian, Russian, Arabic, English. Sometimes when the Georgians were dealing with the Iraqis, they have two or three interpreters in a discussion to translate a conversation. So we had some communication issues there, but I tried to resolve them, again, with developing personal relationships with them. And we had some equipment challenges. A lot of the coalition equipment didn't interact with our own equipment, and we had to find some workarounds with that. For example, their machine gun mounts, their Soviet-style machine guns, didn't fit into our Humvee gun mounts. So we had some people in Kuwait fabricate 300 of these adapters to adapt their Soviet-style machine guns into American-style Humvees. So challenges along the communication and equipment integration, but they're seemed motivated. They had high morale to be there. They're glad to be there, and it is really neat working with them.
I should note that your exercises that you worked with the Georgians were the first American exercises to really take place in a former Soviet republic, correct?
Right, of this nature, yeah. We had, I think we've been in Georgia for about 4 or 5 years before I got there with forces conducting training. But this is the first computer simulated command post exercise, secret exercise, to prepare them for their operations in combat. It was neat to be a part of that, and we had people from the States and Europe flying to facilitate this exercise, and then the group that I brought up with me from Iraq. It was a really neat experience to be up there and work with the Georgians.
Well, what can you say about the changes in efficiency you saw while working with the Georgians and the other members of the coalition as time progressed?
They definitely became more proficient. Just like American forces, when you first come into Iraq, the first few weeks, first few months, you're just kind of understanding the situation. And there was really no difference with the coalition forces, you know, just kind of settling in, understanding the terrain, understanding the Iraqis that you're dealing with, understand who the enemy is. And, yeah, they became, you know, really proficient at operations, and they became proficient in what they're doing. And it was great to see that over a period of time.
Your second deployment began there in February 2007. So you were really there during some critical times during the war in Iraq. What was your sense of, you know, how things were going during that time and leading up to where we're at today?
Right. When I began my second tour, which was on 5 days' notice, I was the advance party for 3ID at the theater. The rest of the division headquarters came about a month and a half behind me. Yeah, it was a tough time. I think General Petraeus had just come in like the month or two prior. So there's definitely some change in direction needed in Iraq. The insurgency was full-flung at that time. I think 2006 was probably the worst year in Iraq. And, you know, as we were part of the surge. We were the division headquarters to kind of command and control those five brigades going into Iraq. Yeah, it was a critical time. It was really neat being a planner and also, you know, working at CORE, Multinational CORE Iraq, and being exposed to that high-level decision-making of the plans. And then over a 15-month deployment, seeing those plans and the commander's intent and guidance where he wanted to take it, the end state of Iraq. And about 15 months later, you really saw the fruits of our labor with our planning efforts as far as on-the-ground changes that were occurring in a positive direction, you know, with the you know, irreversible momentum, as we called it, of the Iraqis taking charge and being the lead, both the government and their army. And then, you know, last month, a year after return, but the Iraqis are clearly in the lead in Iraq.
What have you been doing since your tour, and what are your plans for the future?
For about 6 or 7 months, I went back to Fort Stewart, Georgia, and was still a planner there. We were quite busier than I expected to be back stateside, working on a few different projects. December, I moved to Fort Leavenworth, Kansas to begin the Command and General Staff College in February. Been in that for about 6 months, really enjoying it, and I was applied and accepted into the School of Advanced Military Studies. I'm going to be at Fort Leavenworth for another year, and then after that, I'll probably go to a core level or higher command level headquarters to be a planner.
Well, we certainly wish you best of luck, and Major David Williams, Jr., thank you for your service.
Profiles in Valor is produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America. To hear more profiles, subscribe on iTunes or visit www.americanveteranscenter.org.